from 2 Tango Mobile.
Hey, be quiet, Rusty. I'm trying to figure out this application here. N0TR.
Helping figure out is how you can get out of doing some of the work that's on the list that Bernice gave you this morning. That's all you're trying to do.
We just come in. We both been working. Bernice has been using the hedge trimmer to cut some bushes down, and you made pickles, didn't you, Bernice? She's in the process of making pickles, and right now she's making me a cup of coffee, and what are we going to have, a piece of cake? A piece of hummingbird cake. And I slapped her around real good so she'd stay on the ball. She wasn't working quite fast enough this morning.
You love telling those stories. And I'll send some black roses to your funeral, my friend.
Thoughtful. Yeah, shoot. No, I've been installing a new security light, and my foot's about to fall off, and my back is too. But I got it up. Now there's 4 pages of this floodlight security camera app, and I'm not adept at computers as you are.
I've been out to a friend's house, the guy I went down to Mississippi with, and we had our special events and everything we did while we were down there, and I had a bunch of QSL cards for him, and he's over here near the, he lives just a couple of miles beyond where the Publix is, and I'm going to buy some groceries, so I decided just to deliver them. Because otherwise it would take anywhere from 3 to 5 days for the mail service to deliver them. Because they'd have picked it up at my house, taken it to the Moore Post Office. Then from the Moore Post Office, they'd have transferred it over to the Greenville Distribution Center. It would have taken at least one day, maybe 2 days, to get resorted over there. So it would go all the way back down to Woodruff. And then from Woodruff, they'd deliver it up here to his house, which is just off of Reedville Road in Spartanburg County. And this is inside of Spartanburg County, so, you know, anywhere from 3 to 5 days. Can't figure out why it takes them so long, but it does. So anyway, well, I'm glad to see you're keeping it up and staying out of trouble, because if you don't behave yourself, Bernice will fix you.
Oh, yeah, she just brought me a piece of this hummingbird cake. It's really good. And, she makes it a different way, where it's really moist and puts this real good icing on it. I was going to have some tomatoes and cottage cheese and peppers and that, but I think I'll wait a little while. I'm hurting pretty good. But mission accomplished anyways. I enjoyed doing it. I like that sort of thing, but it causes me a lot of pain anymore. I couldn't hardly carry my tool pouch up there, to be quite honest with you. But the longer I stand on the ladder, the more it hurts. And that means about 5 minutes before it starts to hurt. And I got a new ankle brace. It's doing pretty good, but it don't help with ladders rusting. So we got some of those flat step platform type things. But, of course, I couldn't reach what I wanted to reach. And I decided to do it the easy way. There was 110 up there in that J-box, and I could run conduit down to the front of the carport and put it facing out. But then you wouldn't be able to see the side door good. So I put it where the old one was, but the video resolution on the old one was pretty poor. This one, wow. If it's anything like my neighbor's new Ring doorbell, those things are awesome, Rusty. And for DJ Shades.
Well, for what they cost, they ought to be awesome. They ought to be awesome. And recognizing James there. Anyway, I have arrived at the grocery store, so let me get on inside and pick up the items I got to have. I want to make some stuff for making salad and a few other things I need at the house. So I'll be back shortly. Catch you in a little while. N4DJC, Jerry, go ahead and pick it up. W2T.
Be careful in the grocery store. Don't buy too much stuff. Tom, how you doing today?
Bruce's been outside working in the yard with a hedge cutter quite a bit and all some other things, and she made up a batch of pickles. They're not done, but she cut up a whole bunch of cucumbers, and I only harvested one tomato, and there's more out there. But I bet we took off 20 pounds yesterday anyways. And we give the neighbor some more. She made some salsa, and it's great. But I'm just sitting there eating a piece of this hummingbird cake and a cup of coffee, and I installed a new security camera. I got some other things, too, but I like to have that video anywhere on the property, and this one's 1080p, and it should work really good. Rusty was saying those doorbells were high. Well, Tim, I think, gave 99 for one of his and 149 for the other one. Boy, you can see every single car that goes by, and the degree of horizontal viewing on it, it must be 240 degrees, and it saves it up to the cloud for $30 a year, so I think that's pretty good security.
Good. Just make sure you got it on a secure network, because people can sure hack into them, what I understand. I've got some security, but I don't talk about what I have much, but there's some good stuff that's not terribly expensive that you can, especially if you've got a secure Wi-Fi network and storage and that sort of thing. It's not very expensive to operate, but I like to have stuff inside the house, inside the garage especially. We got a habit of backing the car out, letting out the garage door, and both of us looking at each other when we're about two houses down, and we say, did we go in that garage door or not? And we always have to go back.
Pretty nice, you could be sitting up in Detroit and look back and see it real easy. I can see everything, but it's my neighbor lost a pistol the other night, and all he asked for is a clear shot. He's a little more radical than I am, and but at any rate, boy, it was hot. But you know what? He left his big old Dodge truck there sitting in front of a nice boat, and he left it unlocked. So I told him, I said, I can't feel sorry for you. That was dumb. And he said, yeah, you're right, Tom. But, and both the vehicles are alarmed with not just what come in them, but extras. And, I don't know, I've just not had any problems here, knock on wood. And Tim hadn't either, but this Toyota Corolla, two white guys and their hoodies went running around all up in this Blue Ridge area one night, and they had videos of them because he seen it the next day on Facebook. I don't know if they caught him or not, but they hit 25 different houses in one night.
Homes over there just checking cars and stuff.
Right in your drive. And I check his house every night probably 2 to 3 times. And they must have just got in between, or I'd have seen him. And I would have had a clear view, shall we say. and they wouldn't have got shot, but I bet you they'd have had to change their britches when they got home. And I didn't hear them, Jerry. They got away clean, and so Tim told me that what they did is they drove up in the driveways, one guy jumped out, and the other guy'd run up and check the doors on whatever vehicle they were trying to rob, and then grab what they could, and snatch and grab, and then drive off. So they were gone within minutes, and he had a 9mm pistol in there. And what can you say?
Okay. anything in the car unless I'm going to the range. And I certainly don't, and my cars don't stay outside anyway, they're garaged. But that happens a lot. My wife was still, my wife used to really enjoy cutting our grass before her shoulder started giving her trouble, but we didn't realize it kept cadet and we had sitting out in front of the yard out there and she was cleaning it up and walked back to the garage for a second. Somebody pulled up in a truck and walked out there and looked at it. And I just happened to see it and I said, what are you doing? And she said, I thought this thing was for sale. I said, they got it for sale. I said, they were going to go up and pull it up and try to steal it, I think. And the guy next door to it, across the street from us, somebody actually did hook up his, back up to his boat and drive it off. But he had the lock on it and had a gate where he couldn't get into it. But we got him on camera. He got them on camera though, and they caught them. But people, they'll steal anything. They don't care what it is. We just don't have anything. We live in a pretty decent neighborhood, and it's real quiet. We don't have a lot of traffic through here. And we know most every car that comes through, and we got most of the people on my block are somebody's home just about all the time. And we got both guys across the street, of course, us, have defensive stuff, so I'm not too concerned about anything like that. But people, they just steal anything these days. It's just, if you leave your car unlocked, I had somebody steal a fishing rod out of one of my cars while I was fishing down below the dam before they built Lake Russell, just trout fishing, and left one of my fly rods in there, and somebody stole it. Of course, the car was unlocked, so there wasn't a thing I could do, say or do about it.
Yeah, I had Brian and Mike was talking last night. Mike's from California. Anyways, they're both nice guys. And they're driving home, and I said something about, and Bill did too, about everybody ought to get that COVID shot. No, you ought to have a choice. And it's a different world now, Tom. And I thought about that. And he's quite right, and Jerry, it's a different world. When we was kids, we either walked to school, or if you're lucky enough, you had a school bus. I didn't. Or a mom and dad can take you. And if you're lucky enough to have a nice old truck and a shotgun in the back window, well, a teacher or a coach might come up and ask you what gauge it is and whether you're going to hunt ducks or geese. Nobody thought anything about it, and nowadays there's one or two kills around here every day on the news. There was 750 police officers injured up there in Portland when the Black Lives Matter burnt $2 billion or $1 billion worth of stuff. They have mass shootings now all over the country. They have two or three drive-bys here. They had a weekend or two ago, they had 80 wounded and I think 20 killed in Chicago. Yeah, it's a different world, Jerry. Back then, we didn't even leave our doors locked, and neighbors helped neighbors, and if people were poor and needed help, the church would help them, the Salvation Army would help them. But we didn't go around killing people or shooting into crowds and all of that stuff. He's right. It's a different world, Jerry.
It's certainly not better. I remember, I lived about two blocks from school. So I could walk or ride my bike to school because we lived in town. And that's what I did. Unless it poured in rain or something, I didn't, they didn't come pick me up or drop me off or anything. My dad was a rural mail carrier, and he got up at 4:30 and he left going to the post office and do his mail sorting early. And he finished his ride about 2:30 every day. So if I needed to get picked up, he'd pick me up in the afternoon if it was raining. But otherwise, I either walked or most of the time rode my bike when I got up in probably third or fourth grade. But people had guns in the back of the trucks. I tell you, when I was going to school in Southwest Georgia, I kept a Remington 1100 in my dorm room because we shot doves. Most of the time during the fall semester, we shot in the fall quarter. We shot doves and we hunted ducks in the wintertime. wasn't much deer hunting even down there as it back in the late 60s, but that's pretty common, and they never said a word. They knew it was there, never said a word about it. Nobody ever shot anybody a word about shooting anybody.
Well, it's definitely a different world, and for us that lived many years ago and still fortunately alive, it sure isn't for the better. I've never seen anything like what's going on in my life. I had to laugh yesterday. I watched just a half hour of the old Channel 21 Fox News, the local one here, or 7 or 4. And they were saying that California just passed a law, and they're going to make you separate the hoax further because it's not humane the way they're raising them now. And so the price of bacon next year is going to raise 50%. Now, this is true. I heard it on TV here. And at the same time, they're going to do the same thing for the chickens out there. And I don't know what that's going to do. But, you know, when I was a kid, we'd go to packing house. And I would go out to Mingini's packing house, and we were shopping for our grocery store. My dad was. And I'd hear these screaming hogs back in the background. So no matter how far they separate those hogs, or pigs, whatever you want to call them out there, in the end, they're still going to take them to the slaughterhouse, and they're going to stick them in the neck with a pig sticker and let them sit there and scream and bleed to death, or any other way they happen to kill them. And then these people out here that are the biggest hypocrites that pass these laws, they're still going to have them for supper.
Yeah, well, they had to have 24 square feet or something like that. And if you haven't been around hogs, you know, they stick together anyway. They don't, you know, they'll roam around a little bit. They're going to be where the food is. And, of course, you know, this big multi-billion dollar farm operation, that's got a lot to do with it, I'm sure. And they did have a thing with the chickens, you know, a couple of years ago. And I saw where the pork producer said, well, you know, we just see most of the, you know, the other thing times, most of the pork comes from somewhere else. It doesn't come from California. They only do about, I think they only raise about 25% of their own pork. So it's got to come from somebody else. And those producers are saying, you know, you may not get any. Because we're either not going to do it, or how are you going to know if it's humane or whatever they want to do. But, you know, you raise, of course, when small farmers raise them, it's a little different deal. But even then, they weren't in big pens or anything like that. I never saw one in some big pen. They just fed them and fed them like you do in a you know, like you did a big operation, not quite as close together, but you just fed them till they got big enough and butchered them.
I'm good there and up in the Northeast. Why am I seeing all these license tags from there down here? They're bailing out of California like it was had the plague. And as far as I'm concerned, they could have one of them San Andreas fault things, and the whole blooming place could drop off of the map, or else make a separate country out of it. I got no use for it. It was too crowded when I was out there, even in the service, but it was a lot more civil, I will say that. But they had some strange going on. I'll never forget visiting Hayton Asbury, where the hippie movement started up there, and having those guys walk out to your car smoking marijuana and taking drugs and trying to sell you flowers. That's where the old flower power movement started.
The people I don't know more than probably a dozen people that, you know, they're friends of ours that moved out there years ago, but probably a dozen, I guess. But every one of them, with the exception of one, I think has already moved back. They stayed out there, you know, when it was during this heyday, and now, of course, they're our age, and they're all moving back. They're tired of paying the high taxes. And of course, it's hard to beat sunshine in warm weather, and especially so expensive nobody can afford it. But one of the guys I know, he lived up near the Sierras for years and years and years, probably 25 years or more. And he said in the wintertime he gets 13 feet of snow. He said the only people that live up here are the people that want to live up here.
my brother lived out there someplace by the border, by Fort Huachuca. But I feel sorry for the people along the border. And one of the guys posed that question last night. Well, if that vaccine's so good, why are they letting in tens of thousands of illegal immigrants every day and then either busing them or flying them to different cities and turning them loose without being vaccinated in the United States? Riddle me that, Jerry.
I'm Lorraine trying to say that, but they never answer that question because the answer is just is lock it down. And they just don't want to do that. They're, I guess they're afraid to go get, going to lose too many voters, potential voters. But anyway, this it's just a shame. I heard on the news earlier where they had some shooting at the Pentagon. Actually, in the Pentagon, but it's where they have a train station that's isolated there. Thousands of people go in and out because it's a regular station. There's some shooting there sometime this morning. They had the Pentagon locked down. But I don't know what gets into these people. They just, you know, there's some mental, there's more of a mental problem than anything else. But it's just crazy. I mean, you can't, if you're out of the middle of nowhere, you're probably okay. But anywhere else, you just never know about some of these crazy people.
Over here by the trash dump this morning, they've always planted crops in there. And right next to the compactor trash dump up here, they got it sectioned out for houses. Just unreal. I'm glad we live out in the country and we're below the mountain there so that we don't have to see it. But you go right over the hill a few blocks and you can see 400 new houses out there, which was pasture. But it's pretty civil right here, and we love our neighbors. We have a good relationship here. It's still country, but I think it's just a matter of time before they try to index us into the city again. And they voted it down one time, but at any rate, wouldn't surprise me if they done it again. Oh, shoot. No, I went over to my neighbor's there the other night, and I looked at that new doorbell that we put in after the fact, and good God, it's like looking at a 4K TV. And for $100, it's well worth the money, and then it's recorded. I think the resolution's good enough where if you saw the guy's face, but they ain't stupid anymore, they wear a mask and a hoodie. I think it would work, Jerry. Well, I got a new Guns and Blammo today, and all I see on the front page is those paramilitary weapons, of which I care nothing about. But I always like to read Masoud Ayoub. Do you ever read his articles?
I used to subscribe 8 years ago. I don't do it anymore, but I got one of those. I went ahead and tried to get a couple of my guns off and picked up one of those SIG 210s, single action. It's not the target, but it's a standard model. It's like a target version of the SIG. It's a SIG military pistol. It's a single stack, eight round. That thing is incredibly accurate. It's got about a 3-pound trigger. It comes stocked that way. But it's a 9. It's a full size. It's all steel, stainless steel with a nitron coating. So it looks blue. Man, thing shoots great. It's got no recoil. Just about nothing. And it's just so smooth. It's just like it's on rails.
Good. Yeah, I just open it up here. I only read one or two articles, and I give it to my neighbor. But a detailed look at 6 hours. Submissions to replace the U.S. Army's M-40, or M-4A1, and M-249 SAW. That's a squad weapon, an automatic weapon, and the 5.56 NATO. I guess they got that forbid anymore. And a lot of guys I know are getting silencers and putting them on their guns, but I've never done that. And they got to pay a $200 fee. And if you go anywhere, you got to carry the papers in your car with you. And all kinds of stuff where they're really looking at you. I'm just too old for that kind of stuff. But right off, I don't see Masadayu listed here in the index. Anyways, well, I seen a big article on the Green Mail News there yesterday about the shortage of ammunition. And they say the manufacturers are cranking it out as fast as they can. But, no joy, you still ain't seeing it. But it says the military has 6 plants that they make their own at, Jerry. I didn't know that.
Military has Lake City, and for their 7.62, 308s to, and 45s too. But 9mm, that's that now. Again, they had 9mm for their limited case. It was like 14.99 for a box of 50, which is not a bad deal. I don't shoot a limited case in my SIG, but it's a good deal. Somebody wants to get it plenty of put around with a little bit. The 38 Special, 357 is still real hard to get. We got a bit of that in. All these people find AR style rifles. I think I never have cared for them. I owned one years ago, and just it never really appealed to me. I like to go out and just shoot a target. Take my time and do a plinking with a 22. I don't really care anything about all the firepower and high capacity magazines. But the younger guys, those guys, they love it though. But it just didn't appeal to me.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango on the road again.
Hi, Rusty. Yeah, I don't either, Jerry. I think they belong to the military and law enforcement, and they let the cat out of the bag. Well, we better change to a better subject because Rusty's here. He's not an enthusiast like we are. shoot, where are you headed now, Rusty?
Home. I spent all my money at the grocery store, so I gotta go home. Can't afford to go anyplace else. But I'm gonna go home and make a big pot of chili for supper.
I was gonna tell you, on the price of that doorbell that Tim got, the first one he got was $99, and then he got a upgraded one, and I don't know why. Maybe better video. And I think it was $129 or $149, Rusty, and it cost you $30 a year to upload it to the cloud.
I thought it was. I thought those things were more expensive than that. From everybody, from people I've talked to, I just thought they were more expensive than that. But, hey, maybe that's what I need to install on my house is one of those so I can keep up with people arriving and not arriving. And I got a friend, he's just installed 2 of the Ring cameras. Now, those are expensive. He's got one covering the rest of the front of his house because his garage sits further forward than where his door is. So he wasn't getting coverage of all of his driveway, so he's putting one of their Ring cameras up on top of over above the garage, and he put another one on the back of his house because he's got a back of there where his patio is, so he wanted to keep an eye on things back there, and because his shop was back there too. W2T, go ahead, Jerry.
There's Ring cameras, timer too, and I was looking for something that's wireless. It doesn't have to be hooked up. It's hard to find one that's like that. Most of them you have to wire them up, that sort of thing. I think they may be, but the only problem with wireless ones is they can be hacked just like anything else can be. Same thing with your, unless you got a battery backup for your alarm system, all you gotta do is hit the phone lines and that's it. But most of them have battery backup nowadays, I think. But then they connect to they connect via cellular. At least the one on my wife's parents' house was like that. But I keep intending to get a different one just to go in the garage, to make sure the garage door is down so I can see it after we leave, so I don't have to drive back and check it every 3 times we leave, that sort of thing. But we generally don't have anybody wandering around in this neighborhood. We'll have somebody trying to sell solar panels come through every once in a while. they come to the door. A young guy came to the door the other day with something. He said, this is your house. Be great for solar panels. I said, not one. I said, I'm not going to lease solar panels. I said, not only that, a lot of people buy, they're not buying them and leasing them, and they don't go with the house. So that means that the people that buy the house incur the lease as well. So we never fit into that. I think if I had one of the solar days in the backyard, that'd be what I'd do, if anything. But anyway, I said, you didn't see those solicitation signs at the entrance and everything? He said, no, we're not soliciting. I said, well, solicitation means sales. And I said, the sheriff comes in. We talked to the sheriff. I said, well, let me get him on the line. When I went back inside, he was gone.
This is N0TR. Well, for a buck and a half, you can buy a sticker and it says no soliciting. You put it on your mailbox and you buy one, put it on your front door. And if it comes to your back door, have one on there. And I don't have any problem. They see that and they go away. Tim was too cheap, so I bought him one and put on his mailbox. Anyways, Rusty, that is a camera for that much money. And $30 a year if you want to store it to the cloud. You're not obliged to do that. But the good thing about it is every single car that goes by or anybody that approaches within the range of that, and it's quite extensive, it's 1080p video. It looks like a 4K TV. It immediately dings your phone. Of course, you can set it up to when you want it to ding. In other words, you don't want it to ding every car that goes by. But if somebody stole something or stole your mail, you can go back and review that and catch the dude that did. And this is a little thing about 4 inches high and 2 inches wide, if that. And it has a lithium-ion battery in it. And it's supposed to last 6 months, no wiring required. And you get the app for free, and it dings his phone on whatever he sets it in that he wants to ding. So not too expensive at all. That other guy, you said he bought a camera, and I think that's just a separate thing. But this is a camera, and it records. And you can just double back tape it if you want, or a couple of screws. I mean, Tim put it on there in 5 minutes, and he had the app downloaded, and I read the instructions on it and was using it within about 10 or 15 minutes. So it's a good deal, Rusty.
Oh, yeah. Well, these are part of the Ring system. He's got one of those Ring doorbells. He's got that on his house. But because of the way his house is built, and where his drive goes, because his driveway goes off to his garage is on the side of the house, not on the front where the front door is. So his driveway comes up, swings around to the side of the house, and that's where his driveway is. So he ordered a couple of those Ring cameras and installed them and put them in for his system. So he's got the coverage, on his door, so he can see anybody coming to the front porch or stopping in front of the house. But he's also got coverage over there on the side where his garage is, where if somebody pulled in from there. And then he's also got the coverage on his back, but it's all part of the Ring system. He got the cameras added to his door, to his doorbell thing. So he's got three of the cameras. Yeah, I know. And he started with that, and then he decided that wasn't covering everything. But hey, it's what he's got doing, and I imagine he's got his being uploaded or whatever. So. And his system was set off, and the cops were called one time, and they responded pretty fast and caught the guy that was stealing furniture off the back porch.
But yeah, I think they're well worthwhile. Now, I noticed that Sam's or Costco's or one of them, they had another brand over there. I know where it was. It was at Sam's, and we were in Anderson. And when I went over there to the VA, and theirs was a different brand, and I can't remember the brand right now, but you got to watch out because some of them make you be a subscriber, and that ring doesn't. But go ahead, Jerry.
Going to Sam's, they had the rings there, and they had another that had Samsung, you know, where they got multiple cameras, and maybe some other brands. And they had another one that was kind of interesting, but I wasn't real sure. It was a wireless one, but I'm not real sure how you know whether it recorded anything or only recorded to the cloud or what, how it did it, if it did anything at all, whether it just been like a monitor or maybe it had a, it might have had an SD card in it, rushed in time. That's probably the way it did it, kind of like one of these in-car cams that they have. But it looked okay for what I wanted to use in one particular area that I'd like to put one in, but you know, just an inexpensive when the other one's already taken care of other devices. But that's one of those where I'd like to be able to do it without having to.
Faded out there at the end, and you were getting real scratchy. And I'm about to arrive at the house, so I'm going to go say 7-3s because I got cold food that needs to be taken in and put in the fridge. And I'll catch both of you later. 10-0-PR to take 7-3s for now.
Okay, Rusty. Yeah, I could tell you was getting close to home, and Jerry, you did get scratchy, though, so. Wow, I'm showing 75 degrees, Jerry, and the heat index is 75. Boy, that's as far uptown as you can get lately.
Talking about this, it's a nice time to be out the yard. It's not too humid today. It's certainly good for them.
This thing I got, Jerry has, I got it at Costco's, and I've seen them. Many times, and I just kind of backed away, but they spell it F-E-I-T, Foxtrot Echo India Tango, and anybody's, by the way, on that security, if you got a secure modem and that, nobody's going to get into your system, unless they can figure out your passwords, and that ain't likely, especially out in the country like we are. But it works on a 2.4 gigahertz Wi-Fi, and it's got two floodlights on it, and they're about 6,000 Kelvin, I think. So they're real white, and then it's got one of those cameras that looks just about like the doorbell, you know, we was talking about. And has 1080p and it's day and night vision on it. So I'm kind of anxious to see after I figure out how to run this dang app. I haven't tried it yet. I'll download that app and it'll be ready to go. But it was $100, and I thought, well, I might as well have and it does have 128 gigabyte SD card in it. Besides that, and you do not have to subscribe to anything. And that's a pretty popular brand now, that F-E-I-T, Fight. That's the way they pronounce it. So you might consider that, and you get the light along with it. It's all, you know, one unit. And now, the one I had up there, it didn't have that good a resolution. But it worked fine, and it had an SD card in it, and I put a bigger SD card in it. They're a micro SD card. Kind of tiny for us old folks to handle. But it worked good, and the good thing about it was you walk out in the yard, and it would follow you. So I'm trying to think of a way to go ahead and put it in another spot, and then I have one of them out back on the back door. But I like the resolution on these new ones better than these old ones. It's been up there quite a few years.
A lot of noise of you that time, too, Tom. I don't know. The repeater sounds clear. We get some interference from somewhere. I'm not sure where it is. It must be on my transmission, too, because I'm running about 65 watts now. But something going on. But that sounds good. I'll look with one of those. We got to go to Sam's probably tomorrow or Thursday when we go out walking it, take a look at it, see what they got. But I got to go back downstairs. We're going to wrap around here in a little bit, do a little still running around, and hope you have a great afternoon. Hope Bernice has a good one, too. Should be nice working outside today compared to what it's going to be like the rest of the week. So I'll talk to you later, Tom. In 0TR, N4DJC, clear of you.
Okay, Jerry, and I might add, I still got some of that Lake City 30-06 brass. I used to buy that and knock it down for $277 for the 270, you know. It was military. By the time you resized it, I think they're 06, I believe it's 50,000 shorter than a 270. Everybody said, oh, you'll shoot the throat out of your gun. No, I won't, because time you sized it and that and necked it down to 270, it worked just fine, and it was mighty cheap back then. And there was two different places, but I remember the LC on the stamping on the back on the web back there. Anyways, you take care, Jerry. And yeah, there is some popping and scratching going there on the repeater. Now I'll get back to business here. I need to get off the radio. I've been sitting too long. This is N0TR clear.
See you, Tom. N4DJC clear.
For MWZ monitoring.